All my brothers keeping it been like that forever. We can't help the shit we seen. We had to live through that together. All these demons on my soul, Lord, I need help fighting these devils. Play with me, he gotta go. Go pick a grave and get a shovel. Get in the grave, I'ma help you get there. Two jobs, mama working minimum wage. Barely having rent bill. We was motivated by them pitiful days. We was raised the right way. Do the wrong thing, we get whooped like a slave.
It's your boy Coach T, and we're back. It's Local Locker Room. Today I get to sit down with two kids that I know very well, and those two kids just happen to be twin brothers. Yep, them Hicks boys, Jordan Hicks, Wyatt Hicks. They go to Liberty High School. They've already decided what college they want to go to, and it just so happens to be the same one. So we're going to sit down and talk, and we're going to have a conversation, not an interview, but a conversation, and how it's been to be two twin brothers that played Little League together, high school together, and now they're on their way to college together. We're going to talk about it. Again, I know their mom very well. I know their dad very well. So I know what they went through to put these boys in the right place. With that being said, let's get into this conversation with my homies, them Hicks boys.
Yeah, what's up?
What's happening, champ?
What's going on?
What's happening with y'all? I see you off today, huh?
Yeah.
I had to reach out to you. I had to reach out to y'all, man. This is crazy, bro. This is crazy. I can't even imagine. Like, I played ball with my oldest brother, but he was, you know what I'm saying? He was a grade ahead of me. I played a little bit. I played on teams with my younger brother who's behind me. But to actually play, as crazy as it sounds, to actually play youth football with your brother, then go on to high school, and now going to the same college. That's tough.
That is tough.
That's tough. That's different. I see him chilling in the back. Where you going, Slim?
Got work.
Gotta work. Gotta work. School, work, and football. Grown man shit.
Yeah.
I can dig it. Now, this is crazy. Because, so, of course, I watched you play rec ball. All right? You came over from rec ball. Came to travel ball. Went to nationals together. Played on the national level. You went to high school. You got an undefeated season under your belt together in high school. And now you're going to college. You two don't get tired of each other?
No, I guess there.
Hey, guys? Yeah.
But I mean, like, at first I was thinking, like, I'm going to go to the college that gives me the most money because, like, that's just the smartest thing to do.
Right.
And then, but also, if it was a school that just wasn't the right fit, like, at all, but gave me the most money, I wouldn't have went. But West Virginia Wesleyan was, it literally looked like the hometown. It looked nice.
I can dig
it. It wasn't nothing too fancy. It wasn't, like, beat down. It was just like hometown.
Just like home. We country boys. You know, I know you guys personal. I know you very personal. I know mom and dad very personal. Very close to the family.
Yeah.
We country folk. We like normal. We don't like all the flashy lights. We don't like all the extra stuff. We like normal. We want to go to work. Yeah. We want to go home. We want to play football. That's it.
Exactly.
That's it. So high school practice just kicked in. Right?
Yeah.
Senior year. That's crazy saying that.
I know.
That is crazy saying that, bro. Because I swear it seems like we was just in Florida yesterday.
Facts. And we have it right above my bed over there.
Oh, mine's sitting right above the trophy. Don't get it twisted. Oh, yeah. I still got the big collage with us two. Don't get it twisted. And I'm gonna put it in the video clip. I'm definitely going to put it in the video clip.
That's a bet.
But that's the crazy part is, like I said, I remember it like it was yesterday. All right?
I know. That team.
That, oh man, we're not even gonna get started on that team. I look at the picture. This night right here was the night though. The night, and I'm gonna put it in the video. The triple overtime to get us there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah.
At Yellow Jackets.
Yes sir. Yes sir.
On Halloween,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday,
I
bro.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
I was Yeah, they always threw it to Chan on a go route.
Shut it down.
Every time.
We was crazy that night. Now, and as crazy as it sounds, so I've been doing a little bit of homework, and we're going to get to it. But I don't think there's ever been, and I've been looking into it. I can't find it. I can't say 100% for sure. But I don't think there's ever been a set of twins.
I don't know either.
To do what y'all are doing right now. You've won championships on the rec league level together. You've won championships on the national level and the youth league together. You've done the high school thing. You've won high school championships together. And now you're going to college together. So I gotta ask, as seniors, okay? Because we're going to get into a lot. Because I know you play basketball. You're multi-sport guys. You run cross-country, you play basketball, you play football. So we're going to get into it a lot. But I gotta ask, bro. From your freshman year going in there together to your first practice your senior year, how does that feel? Knowing that this week you started your first practice. Yeah, your first last practices. Like, it started this week. How, you got to remember, I've been out of school since 97. It's a long time ago. I can't even remember 2 months ago, let alone 20 years ago. So with that, with that being said, how did that feel knowing that this is it?
And I didn't really think about it like that, to be honest. I was like, damn, I'm finally back playing football after 18 months. You know, it's been so damn long.
I feel you, bro. And, you know, I had 7-on-7, but it ain't nothing like tackle. You already know.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, was there a lot of rust? Did you jump back into routine? Was things different? Because it's
nah.
COVID is stressful.
Yeah. You definitely have to get back into all of that, you know. We all knew that we were going to be a little rusty. It would be, you know, to learn the plays and all that, it's going to be a little difficult, but we'll get through it. And a lot of people aren't coming for some reason. I don't know why. We need more people to get there. I don't know why people aren't taking this serious.
I know. We got, like,
we don't even have enough to have a scout defense for our offense. We don't even have enough for our whole offense.
And that's crazy because it's weird. And hearing that, like you said, kids being out so long, kids being out of practice and out of football so long, you would have thought they'd have been chomping at the bit and couldn't wait until that first official day where you can really get it. Because you guys were literally in a dead period. You couldn't do nothing unless you did it on your own on the side.
Yeah.
That's tough. Like you said, and then I'm looking at the schedule. And it's not even like y'all got, like, really much time. February, what, 26th, 25th?
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Not at all.
Yeah.
That's tough, man.
Coach was talking about it. We have usually, like, 30-something practices for a game. This year we got, like, 18.
Yeah.
That's tough, bro. That's tough.
Now we practice on Saturdays just to make it up.
Yeah.
That's tough. So that's the thing. Like, people don't understand, like, as a high school athlete, especially during right now the time of COVID, a lot of people think, oh, it's easy. You just got to go to school, get good grades, go to practice. It's not. Mm-hmm. During this time frame, it's very difficult. Yeah. And COVID has got to be, it's more, everybody talks about how the pros got it hard and da-da-da-da-da-da. How? The high school's got it hard. You don't have the resources at the high school level that these pros got.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
You
got to work around it. Y'all's roster isn't as big as an NFL roster where if 5 or 6 guys test positive, they can still play the game. A lot of kids test positive, you can't play.
Yeah, the whole shut down.
Yeah. That's tough.
That's
crazy. That's tough.
Yeah, we were talking about it. It was our first day back, and we were talking about it, and he said if one person, like, if you don't feel good, he literally said stay home.
Yeah,
like,
stay home.
Even if you don't think it's big, if you feel the slightest bit of,
like, a runny nose, stay home.
That's what he said.
That's
it's literally it's a 2 week quarantine for everybody.
Yeah.
At minimum.
That's difficult, bro. Yeah. It has to be difficult for everybody involved, bro. It has to be. But with that being said, before we move any further, I got to take a second to give a shout out to one of our sponsors for this episode. If you're in need of mixtape covers, logos, cover arts, cartoon pics, animated videos, you name it, my man Cliff Art can get you right. And he can do it at a very low price, very low and affordable price. And I'm talking anything from your personal needs to your business needs. He's got you covered. He even did the logo for my podcast, Local Locker Room. So you definitely want to hit my man Cliff Art up. He's located out in North Carolina, but he can handle business wherever you are. Again, go on Facebook and message my man Cliff Art. He'll get you right. You guys were the younger on that team that went to Nationals in 2015.
Yeah, everyone's
everybody else is gone. Yeah.
They're graduated
and gone. You guys were the younger guys. How does that feel? And you know, I'm a highlight, I'm a video, I'm a film watching dude, so I've been watching y'all work for a long time. All right. With that being said, how does that feel? Because now you're still playing with kids that went to Nationals. It's just not with the, right?
Everybody.
It's just not the squad you went with. So I got to ask you.
I don't think you're playing with anyone. I think just me and Wyatt.
You got Luke.
Yeah, Luke at Falkier.
You got.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he got Luke.
Oh, man. You're right. Only one left is Luke.
Yeah.
That's it. Everybody else has graduated.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Damn.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm looking at it. Everybody else is gone, bro. You're the last of the team. You're there together. How did it feel to finally get back into the routine of real football?
Well, before, like, me and Jordan were, like, sitting here because he has an Xbox and I have an Xbox. And we were sitting here playing games, and I looked at Jordan. I was like, Jordan. He's like, what? He's like, I was like, tomorrow we have football practice.
Yeah.
Our last first practice is tomorrow at high school.
Yeah.
Just hit you out of nowhere like, damn, this is it.
Yeah, like, about it, I'm like, dude, we got practice because we went in that day to sign
right
at the school, and then 2 hours later we went in and got all our equipment and came back here, and then that's when I said that I'm like, bro, we really have our first last practice.
It don't hit till that last equipment pickup, Jack.
Yeah.
That's
the worst part.
That's the worst. That's the last one. Oh, no, that's not the worst. The worst is when you got to turn it in.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The worst is when you can turn it in.
Oh, man. Bro. Yeah.
You know those red jerseys we have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm buying mine. We're allowed to buy them from the school.
So I'm buying mine.
Got to.
Yeah. Have to.
So, how exactly? I know you can't say but so much. I know you can't go into the game planning. How exactly is the practices working? You know,
weird.
I'm getting old. It's kind of cold out there. I'm going to make it when the weather breaks. You know, I'm going to show up at one of the practices. You know, I always pop up in the bleachers out of nowhere.
Yeah, but
right now it's too cold for the old bones. You know what I'm saying? But how has it had to affect? How do you feel in what ways do you feel that it has affected you? And for those on the podcast that know, I'm talking to my guys, Jordan and Wyatt Hicks, twins at Liberty High School. Again, they're multi-sport guys. We're going to get into the basketball thing because I noticed that you guys had to set out this year, and that sucks. I got the app hoping I can watch you do your thing, and then you don't even play, but we'll get into that. How has over the past few years that you guys have played compared to this year, how has practice been affected?
It's been weird because usually we get there like 15 minutes early. So usually we get there, say it's a Saturday practice. We want it in the morning. So it's from 7:45 to like 8:15. So there's an A team and a B team. A team, and there's like, I don't know the difference. A team is like the varsity. B
B's, JV.
B's, like, the G's. Freshmen. But it's not 100% certain. They're still, like, evaluating people.
So correct.
A team's not 100% yet. But A team, they come in. You have 15 minutes to get in and out the locker room. Then you got to go to meetings. When you get to meetings, you talk about the install for the day, and you go outside and you practice.
That sucks because you can't even practice with a full squad.
I know.
That's so difficult.
We can't use our lockers.
As a coach, that's crazy because the locker room is one of the major parts.
Yeah, you just, like, yeah. Literally, we have 15 minutes to get ready and 15 minutes after practice to get out. I take 15 minutes to just take off my pads and stuff.
Because the locker room is the locker room is like the football barbershop. That's where that's where it goes down. Yeah. That's where let's keep it real. That's where you can talk a little trash about each other. I don't gotta worry about the coaches. Yeah. You can talk and we're not gonna tell nobody, but you talk a little shit about the coaches that pissed you off for that day. That's the locker room. That's where the locker room is really where the camaraderie and the bond of the players come together, because you get kids in there that are upperclassmen like yourselves. Then you got the freshmen coming in. So that's where you kind of teach them, you don't do this, you don't do that. Hey, you should try this. Hey, you eliminate that. So now you got, and I'm like you. I was one of them guys that I hung out in the locker room.
Yeah.
Normally the last one to leave the locker room. I'm chilling. This is my vacation spot. This is where I can relax. Yeah. I'm chilling.
So, I was like, why are you always last one out the locker room? I don't know.
It's just natural. Like, and the crazy part is most of your starters are like that.
They're just chilling.
Yeah. They're chilling. They're kicking it. They're talking. They're hanging. That's where the camaraderie comes from. It's like, it's weird because, like you said, you can't even use your lockers. And that's crazy because normally all your receivers' lockers are close together. All your linemen's lockers are close together. That's where you get that bond with your skill positions, your younger guys, your older guys. And it sucks that you can't have that. I can only imagine how difficult it is for the coaches. I can only imagine how difficult it is, man. So now your practices are a little different. Your practices are a little jacked up. And I understand everybody's going to deal with it. But with that being said, game planning has got to be hell.
Yeah.
Game preparation has got to be crazy. Because like you said, so you guys are going from used to being able to have, that scout offense and scout defense. We were like that in Little League. We had the scout offense, scout defense. We had so many kids. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So you go from having that, back to one side of the ball because you got to split it in the groups.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be difficult. You guys play both sides of the ball. You play linebacker, DB, receivers. It's got to be difficult to go against air all the time when you're used to going against a body.
Yeah. It gets boring, I can't work myself.
You can't do technique. You can't do
you're just out there.
You're just out there. You're just fighting air.
And then when you do get a look, it's not a great look. Hate on underclassmen, but they're not at that level.
Right.
They're still learning.
They're still learning, and I'm just this is too easy.
And you got to remember football. And again, like you said, no knock on the underclassmen, but let's look at the history of what you guys have been through with football. You've always been with great coaches.
Yeah. They probably, upperclassmen when I was a freshman probably felt the same way.
Yeah.
But they're not really, though, because you guys have always been around, and I'm not knocking no coaches, but you guys have always run. You already know how I feel about Freddie Harris. You guys have been around great coaching. So you've always been coached up on that high school level. So when you came in as freshmen, you came in, like I said, you went to nationals and did your thing on a national level. So when you guys came in as freshmen, your class came in as freshmen. When you came in as freshmen, you were already used to some of the sophomores because you played with them.
Yeah.
So they already knew what you could do.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with that being said, it's definitely a little different. And again, the level of coaching in football, whether it be the rec league or travel league, whatever the case may be, has kind of slipped down a little bit in this area. So the guys that you're getting in aren't as ready as you guys were when you went in there. So I completely understand what you're saying. I completely understand what you're saying. And because of COVID, they can't even get the real coaching. They can't even get the real, again, and I know your coach, some of your coaches on a personal level. I know Coach Travis. I know Coach Freddie. I know how they coach. They coach football. You get what I'm saying? And now they're sitting there. They went from, let's just coach football, to their hands being tied and they can only do certain things. So it hurts the underclassmen, which ultimately hurts you seniors. But luckily, you got each other, so y'all can just go out in the backyard and just square it up and get it in. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So, with that being said, again, I looked at your schedule. The schedule even is crazy.
Yeah, we added a new team from Richmond.
The schedule is, and I didn't see that because I follow. I'm new to it, so I'm still getting used to it. You know, I noticed that y'all left Facebook a long time ago. I still got the stone wheels on my car, so I'm just getting into the Twitter world. But so I follow the Liberty football on Twitter, and I seen the schedule, and I noticed. So you got Falk here twice, right?
Yeah.
Kettle Run twice.
Yeah.
CC once.
Yeah.
Who's Goochland. Who?
Goochland.
Goochland. I know where Goochland's at.
Yeah, I think there were some dogs. I think we dropped KR for one game.
And picked up Goochland?
Yeah.
That's good, though, man. That's good. I like that.
I forgot what they lost to.
Goochland plays.
They lost to 2A champions or 3A champions.
Goochland plays some strong schools out that way. They got strong schools. See, Goochland falls in that dead man zone between Louisa and Richmond. It's not necessarily Richmond, but it's Richmond.
There's still some dudes there.
Yeah, they got some ballers there. They get some transfers. They get some transfers coming in that's not getting what they feel at some of the bigger schools in that area.
Yeah.
So they kind of slide into Goochland. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's crazy because Louisa will grab some from Goochland, then Goochland will slide a couple more in. So they're in that dead man land. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's good stuff. You're going to Goochland or they're coming to you?
Coming to us.
Good stuff. So question, with the games, because I asked the younger, a freshman, the same question. How are they doing the games? Because you guys are used to fans. We've always had a following. We've always had a following. You guys are used to fans. Yes. Yeah. How are they doing that this year? Is it parents only? Is it like, how are they allowing the fans?
I have no idea.
They're just probably going to stream it. Watch it. From home,
I feel like since it's an outside stadium, it's not the same as basketball where no one can go because it's not like a constricted environment. It's like outside.
Right.
I feel like because in 7-on-7 we had a set of parents for each player.
Right.
Or a set of two people per player. Per player. So I think they should be able to do that or something like that.
Yeah, you know me, I always go against the grain, so I snuck in there a couple times too. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was in the bleachers chilling. I can't help it. I'm telling you right now, if they stream it and they say we can't come in, I'm gonna be the black guy that's hanging off the fence on the outside watching the game. Because I can't sit at home and watch it on no stream. No, sir. I gotta be in the building. I got to see it.
Yeah.
I got to see it. So I'm looking. You guys had a lot of guys sign with y'all this week. I'm happy to see that. I'm happy to see that. Woodson, AJ, you, Dylan Bailey. It's a good thing to see. What's the energy like, though?
I mean, we've literally been talking about it since middle school, about playing college ball, stuff like that. Like, me, Woodson, and Wyatt. And AJ, I think it was. We was all like, yo, we're all going to go to Florida State together or something like that. Just some middle school dreams, stuff like that.
But it's no longer just some middle school dream because all of y'all are going to college to play ball, bro.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. Been playing football with AJ since we was like 6 years old.
Right, with the Skins.
Yeah. And now we're going to college together.
And now you're going to college together, bro.
It's crazy to think about.
That's crazy to think about.
Like, literally, I was almost over 10 years of my life, AJ, come the same
practice. Mean, we're gonna play same games. That's yeah. Listen, that's man. And then mind you, this is the cool part about the situation with you guys and AJ is one of you is a safety, one of you is a linebacker, one of you is a corner.
Yeah.
How sick would it be for the, all three to be on the same side of the field?
That would be tough.
That would be tough.
Yeah. That would be pretty tough.
The chemistry, knowing each other.
Yeah, knowing how each other.
Like you said, 10, 15 years playing football together, blood or no blood, you're brothers. On the field, you're definitely brothers, bro. So the chemistry is crazy. That's huge, man. That's huge.
Crazy.
Thoughts on the season? You went undefeated last year, okay? You went undefeated last year. You lost some weapons, but you still got crazy dogs. You got one. Yeah. You got hands down one of the best defensive linemen in the area. Period. I said it when he was a freshman. Okay. You got some of the best corners and safeties in the area. Still, we talk about what you lost, but you still have it. And then the chemistry. In all honesty, what do you think your chances are? And you guys have never been guys to just say anything. You don't come from that. Like I said, I know your mom and dad very well. With that being said, what do you think your chances of going undefeated again this year? Now, mind you, I do my homework. So I know who's coming and going, who's still here, who graduated in Fall Kid, Kettle Run as well, and all the other schools. Mm-hmm. What do you think your chances are of going undefeated again this year?
I think it's good, but, like, we don't have depth. We have dudes, but we have no depth.
So you're young.
Sure going in with the same expectation.
Yeah, we're young.
You're young. You're young. Yeah. I peeped that. A lot of freshmen coming in. And they're good freshmen. But again, let's be real. Freshmen coming in at 13, 14, playing against other schools that are loaded with seniors who are 17, 16. It makes a difference.
Yeah, big difference.
It makes a huge difference. Like, let's just be real about that. Because
they haven't started lifting unless they have weights at their house. Like, lifting for a couple of years and knowing the system.
It's a big difference.
Conditioning,
bro.
And running.
It's a big difference. You know, I don't care how bad the varsity team is at a school, they're definitely going to beat the freshman team at any other school, or they should. So you're not deep. That means you guys have got to have endurance like crazy because you won't come off the field.
Facts.
You won't come off the field.
It's going to be hard.
So let's get on the offensive side first. Because you guys play both sides of the ball well. Some people play both sides of the ball. You guys play both sides of the ball well. Has much changed considering you don't have that much time before your first game? Or are you still running a lot of the same stuff as last year?
Our coaches are trying to, like, simple it down, make it easier for us to learn quicker because we have a shorter amount of time to learn everything.
Got you. Got you.
And that's on, like, both sides of the ball. They're just doing that on both sides.
And, again, they have to because you're so young. If they had a couple more seniors, a couple more juniors that were on playing time level, then they wouldn't have to because you got so many guys coming in young. Your defense is going to have a nice bit of experience on it.
Yeah. Our line is young. Our line is young.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to step it up.
Woodson's one of the few seniors on that line, isn't he?
Yeah. We got Kobe Lewis on the line. He just came out of quarantine yesterday, so he's going to be at practice Monday.
So he couldn't even come the first two practices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First full week coming up. You only had two practices in it. I believe it was two practices, right? Thursday and Friday, I think.
I think it was three.
Three, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Okay. So with that being said, has soreness kicked in yet? Because like you said, you've been down for a while. And I know you guys probably still was working out. But working out and football practice are two different things.
Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't been, like, sore or anything. It's just I need to get my endurance back up. That's about it.
Yeah. Because I'm in shape. But I'm not football
shit. It's different, bro. And I tell people that all the time. You can get on the treadmill all you want. You can ride the exercise bike all you want. You can lift weight. I don't care if you bench press. You can be 500 pounds. But when that 260-pound man get in front of you and he's pushing back,
yeah,
you that 500-pound bench press don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing, bro. So,
exactly.
So you haven't hit the sore mark yet. I'm sure you're going to hit it this week. And again, the endurance part, as you know, that'll come with time. When you've been off this long with no real football action, like I said, I don't care how much jump rope you do. I don't care how much cardio you do. That football shape is different. That stop and go is different, bro.
It is.
It's different. So offensively, they're dumbing it down. We looking pass heavy again this year, or we're going back to the run? Because your receiver core is still straight. Your receiver core is still nice. You got kids that have been out for a while that's come back to playing. You still got both you guys. You still got AJ. You still got a big quarterback that's going to stand in the pocket. So your receiving core still, you still got the running back. Didn't Mason hit almost 1,000 yards last year or hit 1,000 yards last year?
Something like that.
So you still got your running back coming back. So offensively, you're still going to be strong too. Defensively, you're going to fly around the ball. I already know how Freddie gets down. You're going to fly around the ball. With that being said, we're going to get into the sponsor, the final segment of today's episode. And then we're going to talk about whether or not these boys is ready for college. It's Coach's Construction. That's who you need to call for all your home repair needs. I'm talking big, small, inside, outside. They can do it all, man. From putting a wall up to just simple as painting this wall. They do pressure washing as well. Any type of home repair needs, they can get it done. And they do it for the low. So go on Facebook, hit that search bar, type in at Coach's Construction, and contact them. They got proof of their work on their page. You can see them in action. It's Coach's Construction for all your home repair needs. Let's move on to college. Are you really ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to try something different. Like, no hate on Wilson, but I want something new.
Something new. And there's nothing wrong with that, bro. I'm going to tell you right now, as soon as I graduated, I'm out of here. I went to Richmond. Yeah. I messed up my college opportunities. Y'all know the story. Messed up my college opportunities. But as soon as I got the chance to go play football somewhere else, I was out of here. I grew up in Culpeper. I did not want to stay in Culpeper. My family, my mom and dad's side grew up in Fauquier. Didn't want to be in Fauquier. So when I got the opportunity to go to Richmond, I hauled ass. So I completely understand. Y'all are leaving the state.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I wanted to go to a different state.
Y'all are leaving the state. And you say, and it says West Virginia, but you're not, it's not like you're on that borderline.
Yeah.
You're what?
We're in the mountains.
You're in the mountains, baby. You're in the mountains. So you're not, people here in West Virginia, and they think close to home. You're not close to home.
No, it's like 4-hour drive.
Yeah, you're not, it's not no, oh, I hate it here, let me get in the car and go home. Like, you're 4 hours away. You know what I mean? You got to really think about that, hop in the car and go home. Yeah. So with that being said, you're in the mountains with country, we're used to the cold weather. The minute I seen you guys commit, I started following that school. You got a lot of good talent going into that school this year. This bruh.
We have 31 commits. Yeah. Freshmen. Yeah. It's a lot.
That's a lot. You got a lot going into that school. But it's a good thing, though. It's a good thing. Because me, when it comes to football, I can be a bit nosy. You know what I'm saying? So when I started following the school, I started seeing the recruits, you know, and the commits, you know, I immediately started going to their pages too. There's some talent going into that school, bro.
There's some local people.
A lot of local. Oh, yeah.
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 You got people on Battlefield. Uh-huh. You got people from, who was it? That linebacker?
The linebacker's from Battlefield.
A Tuscarora linebacker.
You got, that's what I was getting ready to say. You got a Tuscarora linebacker, and we know that's linebacker, that high school, that's what they put out.
Yeah.
You got Battlefield was sending some. It was another school in the, I want to say it wasn't, was it Loudoun or Loudoun County? I can't remember. But it's a couple, like you said, it's a couple of schools right here in this area that sending some good talent. Some good talent. Dad's got to be excited. I watched mom work. Yeah. Listen, you know, I watched mom work her ass from a bus driver to administrator. She grinded. So we know. Yeah. Dad, I watched dad, hey, listen, a hustler by any means. Anything it takes to make sure that the family is straight, he does it.
That is true.
I know you heard about his stories during his ball years, too, though.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Dad had feet.
Yeah.
And hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get it honest. You get it honest. And that's why when you say that the school was a good fit to you and felt like home, it makes sense. Because your work ethic, you get it from both sides, mom and dad. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your realness you get from both sides. Your reality. You're not two individuals that live in the dream. You live in the reality. So, with that being said, you're already set up for the success anyhow. You get what I'm saying? Now you're going off to college. You don't have to go alone. Not only are you going with your twin brother, you got another brother that's been playing football with for years that's going with you. So the comfortability, you're not going to be uncomfortable. You're set up for success. And you guys looking at it at the angle that you looked at it from, the flashy lights didn't, and I seen the visits you took. You could have went somewhere else.
Yeah.
The flashy lights didn't get you. Again, that comes from home. You get what I'm saying? Your mindset was right. Whoever's going to give us that bread and pay for this education is where we're going as long as it fits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, this school is like good, like they're academics first. Yeah. They told us straight up and said, if you have a career-ending injury, you're still going to have that money and we're going to help you get through college and find like the best. Yeah,
and you can get a job out of college, stuff like that. If you do like a MBA program, you got to go for 5 years, something like that. Someone went to practice like one day a week and they led the conference and receptions and stuff like that. Like they'll still, like you won't practice with the team, but you still get your work in. They'll help you out. They'll schedule you for like the weight room and stuff like that. They'll make sure you get your work in, but they'll 100% make sure you get your education in.
So it's not a football school. It's a success school.
Yeah.
You're set up for success. You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
And like I told the last kid, I said, who gives a damn what happens after you leave school? If you're putting your feet under a desk making six figures a year because of football, you still got there because of football.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. And you'll never get homesick. Neither one of you ever get homesick because you got each other.
Yeah.
Dog, you guys, listen, man, listen. I would smile, but you know my teeth, the way my teeth set up, I can't smile too hard. I'm going to put the video on YouTube and shit. But I'm very proud of you guys, man. I really am because I got to watch. There's a lot of kids that I talk to. You get what I'm saying? And I know them, but I don't know them. You feel me?
Yeah.
I know you guys. You get what I'm saying? I've literally sat down and broke bread with you guys. I know your dad. We talk, we conversate outside of football. I know your mom. I followed your story. I know your sisters. You get what I'm saying? It's different.
Yeah.
There's a personal thing here. You get what I'm saying? So I'm always happy for any kid that's successful and succeeds. But when you know them personally, like personally, it's different. It's a different joy. You get what I'm saying? Because I know you guys through football. But I've seen your success in other sports. You get what I'm saying? I've seen you be successful on the basketball court. I've seen you be successful in cross country. You get what I'm saying? Which, and you don't know it, but I made it to one of your cross country events. But I was off in the distance. You were doing your thing. You know, I like to set off in the distance when it's not football. Yeah. I like to just watch. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Be by yourself.
Yeah, be by myself. You see me at the basketball games. That one little dot setting up in the corner by itself. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's probably how you know it's me, because it's the one guy setting up by himself. But with that being said, bro, like, I'm very, very happy, man. I'm very, very happy. I'm very proud of you guys, because you're going to play ball, but ball's not your main focus.
Mm-hmm.
I hear how you talk about the education. We talk about football, you get a grin. You start talking about the education part in the school, you talk about what they have to offer, you dudes are smiling. So your mindset is already there that regardless of what happens with football, you're going to be successful. You can't lose when you think that way. Now, with that being said, the pressure's on. It's your senior year. I'm watching like a hawk. You get what I'm saying? I'm watching like a hawk. It's your senior year. And you know me. I'm a laugh, joke, keep it 100 with you. I'm gonna tap you on the back. I'm gonna give you big props when you're doing your thing. You mess up this senior year, I'm going to be in your inbox. I'm going to be in them DMs. What are you doing? What are you doing? Now, you know, my biggest issue with you two for years is trying to remember which is which. I used to have to look down at your feet just to see who was which. All right? Because the legs was different. I had to look down at the legs. All right? Now I've kind of used the numbers. I know Wyatt wears 13.
Yeah.
Jordan wears 88.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wyatt is the thinner one. Jordan is the bigger one.
Yeah.
See, I figured out. I knew I was going to. It took me about 7 years, but I found a system that worked. I can't wait to see you guys balling, man. I can't wait. So now we got to get into it because, you know, I got there's two questions that I have to ask that I ask everybody I talk to. All right? I got to ask. All right? There's certain questions that I ask everybody. You've already committed to a school that you felt was best. Okay? With that being said, you've already committed to the school that you felt was best. What the first question I'm going to ask both of y'all is, knowing that you have a whole year before you actually get there, what are you going to do different to prepare for college ball that you haven't done for high school ball?
Damn. Yeah. I don't even know. I mean, they might send us, like, workouts and stuff like that. We're going to try to do that because high school football shape and college football shape are two completely different things. They're completely different.
Not even a question, sure. Bro. Not even a question.
So we're probably just going to try to push the workouts they send us and do it over the summer and try to get right before we
head up there.
Move into the dorm.
Listen to that. Move into the dorm before we move into the dorm. Yeah. Not too many people get to say before we move into the dorm. That right there is just, and I'm going to keep looking it up because I honestly feel like you dudes might have made history, especially in this area, man. Especially in this area, bro. To win championships on the rec level, the travel level, the high school level, and now go to college together, I don't think that's been, that's sweet, bro. That's sweet.
That's pretty tough.
That's tough. Height. I ain't seen y'all in a while. When I seen you, it was from a distance. What's the heights now?
I'm peaking, like, I'm hitting, like, 6 foot, somewhere around 6 foot, maybe a little bit below that. I've got my height checked in a brick, so I don't even know.
Right.
I'm 6'1".
God. Listen, man. Wow. So let's get into the basketball thing. Before we end it and go to the next question, let's get into the basketball thing. How was it not playing ball this year? Because, like I said, I know you guys love to play basketball the same way you love to play football. How did it feel not playing ball? And I understand why you didn't. I mean, it's a smart move. But how did it feel knowing that you had to wait for football because it wasn't here yet, but you couldn't, like, the smart thing was to not do basketball. Yeah. How difficult was that?
I don't know. It was kind of rough because usually basketball is my way to stay in shape for football and get in better shape. So when I go to, like, 2 days or something, I'll be, you know, pretty good, you know, to get back into football shape. But this year, it was kind of rough because me trying to get myself just to run on my own is just not it. Like, I'll go hit weights for 2 hours, but running is just not my thing. But so, like, playing basketball was, like, that help, but it kind of sucked because I didn't want to get hurt during basketball season, so I couldn't have a senior football season.
That's right. Listen, that's why I said, bro, listen, your eggs is in the football basket, so I understand. I completely understand, bro. What about you?
Imagine if we did play basketball. We would still be in quarantine because someone got COVID, and we wouldn't have been able to practice the first 3 days.
Woo!
Yeah.
That
wouldn't have been any good.
That would have sucked. Yeah.
Basketball gets off quarantine this Friday.
And basketball's over.
Basketball's over because someone got COVID.
See? That's tough.
And, like, quick.
Yeah.
But, yeah, basketball, it was just, like, a fun way to, like, chill with your friends. Because a lot of people from football play basketball.
Yeah.
So I did it. I wasn't a basketball player. But when a lot of the kids, my senior year, a lot of the kids, my man Jerome Pollard, my brother Doc bribed me with a pair of tennis shoes. A lot of the kids was like, hey, man, you should play basketball. I know how to play it, but it just wasn't my sport. But like you said, I did it for fun my senior year.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Senior year, I was even about to play soccer.
Why not? Yeah. I tried track. Listen, I tried track for 2 weeks. I tried it for 2 weeks. But like my man Jordan said, I'm a defensive guy. I'm not really into running for nothing. If I'm running, I got to be chasing somebody. I can't just be running. So I understand that you use basketball to stay in shape because, like I said, in football, you're running for a reason. But to just get out there, workouts, nobody wants to get up. Let's keep it real. I don't care what nobody say. Folks will get up and hit the weights. That's the fun part. You're getting bigger. You're getting stronger.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want to just get up and go jog for no reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. It's difficult to just say, okay, I'm going to get up and I'm fitting to just run for 2 miles and then run back home. Because the running part, you can't see the results. The lifting, you can see the results. So I can, listen, I feel you using basketball, and that's why I said the COVID has made it difficult. I personally feel like it's made it a little more difficult, and I'm biased to football, but I feel like it's made it a little more difficult to football than it has for the other sports, in my personal opinion. That's sweet. That's sweet. Now, both of y'all. Like you said, you got a lot of underclassmen. That is the key question because, like you said, you got a lot of underclassmen, right? So I got to ask you, if there was one thing each of you could tell them about high school and leading up to your senior year and the colleges and the visits, if there's something that you could tell them, what would you tell them? And mind you, we're not talking standing in front of a room full of freshmen. We're talking you got each of you have one freshman. You're chilling in the locker room, which we know that can't happen now. But you're chilling in the locker room. You got a freshman next to you. You're conversating. You have the opportunity to tell him. He's actually asked you, hey, what can I do to make my high school year easier and be prepared for college my senior year? What do I have to do? What would you tell them?
It's a very, like, it's just a simple, bland, like, answer. Just don't slack. Go to every workout. Do that one extra rep. Do that. Just do everything to the best of your capability. And if you want to go to the next level, try to hit people up a little bit earlier because I think that was my problem. I hit people up too late. But it doesn't really matter. I'm still going somewhere I like, you know, somewhere that's good.
End result is all that matters, baby. The end result is all that matters.
Just don't slack. And hit people up earlier, you know. It don't matter if they don't email you back. Hit email them 2 weeks later.
Yeah, because you got to grind with the recruiting thing the same way you got to grind to play on the team. You can't just sit back and think it's going to come to you.
It's a stressful thing. It's probably the most stressful thing I had to do in my life was the recruiting phase. Like, I was stressed the hell out over the recruiting phase.
There's no decision like making a four-year decision as a 17-year-old.
Yeah, that's like you just got to grow up real quick. Yeah. It just hits you. You got to grow up.
It's no different than signing that rookie contract in the NFL.
Yeah.
At a young age, you're getting ready to make a decision that's going to affect you. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's going to affect your adult. At 17, as a child, you're making a decision that's going to affect you as an adult 4 years later.
Yeah.
That's stressful.
It is.
I don't even like it making a decision that's going to affect me 2 hours from now. What about you, Wai? What would you tell them?
I'd say go to weight room, lift. You need to lift. You got to get more explosive. You got to get stronger. You need to lift. Because if you don't lift and you're not like a freak of nature, you're not going to do anything on that football field.
Listen,
and you gotta keep your grades up. Yeah, grades are important because if you want that presidential
scholarship
for grades, so you get all the money as much as possible.
Now, see, I went to school. It's running a little longer than I thought, but you know me, I love talking football, especially when I'm talking football guys. With that being said, when I went to school, Again, we talking prehistoric. We talking making fires with sticks. When I went to school, academics wasn't pushed like that. So a lot of the parents
do that. They push our academics.
Oh, you, mm-hmm. you know, I know.
They put us in. We never took an AP class yeah. before. We got two AP yeah. classes in one term.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I know.
These are people go have an easy senior year. They put us in two AP classes together.
Oh, Mom Dukes ain't having it.
No.
Mom Dukes ain't having it. Shit, 2 years ago, Mom was still going to school, so I know damn well she gonna make sure you going to school. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mom Dukes ain't having it. So, with that being said, and Dad's not gonna have you put yourself in a situation where you gotta work as hard as he does.
Yeah.
You guys got a hard-working dad, bro. You guys got a hard-working dad, bro. He's not going to step back and just let you do anything with your life after knowing what he has yeah. to do to make sure you have what you need.
Yeah, we went to a couple of jobs with him.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to show you what I do so you can see if you want to do it.
Back.
We went, came back, and we were like, nah.
That's not the way to live, bro. I would not want to do that every day.
Every day.
For the rest of my life.
365 days a year.
Yeah.
Think about how many years he's been doing it. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Now you see why I used to always say to the kids, thank your parents for bringing you out here, because there's a lot of things that they work their asses off. The last thing they want to do is spend 10 hours a week taking you to and from football practice.
Yeah.
So the sacrifices, and again, I can't speak on everybody's parents, but I know your parents. I know the sacrifices that they've made. So that's why it even makes me a little, I guess you would say, happier to see you guys being so successful and going to the next level. Because it's not even just about you. This is a situation where it's literally a family congratulations because of the work they put in to make sure you could be where you could put in work. And that's sweet. I think that's awesome, bro. I think that's really
we're
awesome.
The first, both of us are the first in our family to go to college right after high school.
Yeah, like to a university.
That's sweet, bro. That just means your Christmas gifts are going to get better.
Yeah.
That's sweet, man. Listen, I appreciate you guys sliding through, man. I can't wait. Make sure I get that college schedule.
All right, I got
you. 4 hours seems like a long ride for some, but you already know I have no problem hitting the road with the homie. So yeah. Make sure
that Florida drive was easy.
Make sure that Florida drive was sweet. Going down, going down, we was excited. Coming back, coming back, we was even more excited because we brought that thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm
never
taking a picture with that.
Yes. Oh, I got the picture, bro. Trust me, I got the picture. I'm going to post it. I got the picture with both of y'all. Yes, sir. I enjoy you guys coming through, man. I hadn't talked to you in a while. I had to talk to you. Like, the whole situation to me is sweet, bro. It's awesome. A set of twins. Two country boy brothers. Their parents worked their fucking asses off to put you in a position where you needed to be to do what you got to do. You showed your gratitude by working your ass off and going to college. The whole situation to me is just beautiful, bro. It's beautiful. When you look at it and you see two brothers that have played together literally all their lives and now they're going to college together, you look at the fact of what the parents have worked through and what they've been through to get them to that situation. You're the first in your family to go. The whole situation says family, bro.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite hashtag is FOE, family over everything. You guys' story literally shows that, bro. It literally shows that. And that's why I had to talk to you guys. Man, I appreciate you coming through. I can't wait till your schedule drops. The Hicks boys, man. Thank you guys so much, man. Keep me updated. Keep in touch with me. You hear me?
No, I got you.
I'm out of here, man. I'll talk to you fellas later.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
See ya. And there you have it, folks. Another great episode. Another great conversation. Here on the Local Locker Room, I got to sit down with the Hicks twins, Wyatt and Jordan. Hadn't talked to them in a while, so it felt good to conversate. We got to laugh about the past, talk about the difficulties of the present, and take a look into the future. Where they'll be going to college together. I think that's kind of cool and I think it's sweet. What I liked the most was the fact that they picked a school a because it reminded them of home. And home to me means family. So salute to mom and dad for all the hard work you put in to put your boys in the right position. And salute to the boys for doing what they had to do to make sure you was proud of them. Being the first in the family to go to college, fresh out of high school, means a lot to them, and they wear it like a medal, as they should. On that note, I want to thank everybody for listening, everybody for checking in. Continue to share, continue to support, continue to like. We appreciate it. Help us, help them. I'm out of here. It's your boy, Coach T, and it's Local Locker Room. I'm gone.